Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Hey, I'm trying to get crumb.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about that.
What? That song is kind of growing on me. I mean, you know, it's all right. You know, I'm not trying to, like, take the Saints, but, you know, it's a good song. That's what it is. Of course, welcome, of course, to Talking Sports with the 12th Man. I am Andre Peterson. Joined by my co-host, none other than T-Bob. No, T-Rob. No, just kidding.
He's ready to join the Who Dat Nation, America. He's no longer a Falcon fan.
That is not the case at all. But, you know, I'll throw you a little bone. But, of course, welcome to Talking Sports with both men. Man, today is Tuesday, the 3rd, and we are ready to have another beautiful episode of Talking Sports with both men. We got a lot of things to jump in and talk about. We're excited about this, and obviously I want to check in with Rob. How are you doing this evening, sir?
I'm doing great. Can't complain. Ready to get this party started.
Yeah, let's have support. We've got a lot of things to talk about, as always. And once again, as always, for you to call into the show, we're going to throw out some numbers. If you want to join us, and we invite you to call in, give us your thoughts. Number calling the show, once again, we've got 424-243-9519. That's the number. And we are also available via Twitter and also on Facebook. If you want to follow us on Twitter, just go to @12, THMA in sports, and you can give us your thoughts as well. Also, if you want to follow us on Facebook, as we do a lot of updates, just go to facebook.com/12thmansports or literally type in Talking Sports 12th Man. You'll find us and all that good jazz. But without further ado, man, we got a lot of things to talk about, Rob. I mean, this is a pretty good list that you sent over. I appreciate you always doing that. So, you know, we're going to kind of talk about some interesting things about, you know, some NFL stuff. There's been a lot of movement that's been going on. But I guess there's been, I don't know why we had to show some love for our Cowboys fans out there, but it looks like there's been some restructuring going on, Rob. Obviously, Tony Romo, Sean Lee, Orlando Standrick, they're kind of get closer to the cap. And I guess the question that we're going to talk about is, are they going to have some money to actually attract some free agents? And if you didn't know, they actually did the same thing for DeMarcus Ware. They actually cut him, too. So is that to bring him back? I mean, what do you think this all these moves with these restructuring is actually going to do, Rob?
Well, the Cowboys, of course, were one of the highest teams in the league as far as having one of the highest salary caps in the league. So they have to do some major restructuring here, and they're going to save about $10 million against the cap with the way they are restructuring Tony Romo here. But they're still about $1 million over the cap, so they still have some more work to do. They're trying to restructure DeMarcus Ware's contract as we speak, and they really would like DeMarcus Ware to take a pay cut. So that's going to be a real interesting situation. The Cowboys think his production has fallen off over the last 3 years, but they would like to keep him, but they would like to bring him down at a little bit of a lower salary. Excuse me, America, I'm getting a little sleepy.
That's all good. Yeah, so that's interesting about DeMarcus Ware, too. So obviously, you know, maybe somebody they thought that his play has declined. And I guess, you know, the Cowboys, you talk about a squad that, you know, definitely take a little fall there defensively and whatnot, too. So we'll keep an eye on that situation, too. I mean, do you think that there's any rumors about them possibly, you know, getting rid of Tony Romo? Or what do you think about that? I mean, as far as I've heard some rumors about that as well, Rob.
As far as getting rid of Tony Romo?
Yeah. Bringing in
I don't see that happening. I think they're still committed to Tony Romo. I think they believe he's still his quarterback. You know, that's my quarterback.
Yeah, that's my quarterback. That was a joke, America. I just wanted to mess with Ron, too. So, anyway. This is interesting, too.
Tony Romo, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, Jerry Jones still wants to improve this team around Tony Romo. They're trying to get under the salary cap to see what they can attract. It's going to be tough for them, as we know it, and see what they can work out with DeMarcus Ware.
Gotcha. Let's keep it moving here. Obviously, if you were in the market for a defensive end, you're trying to target Greg Hardy, you're a little upset because you just realized that he got a franchise tender with Carolina. You know, they've pretty much locked up both of those defensive ends on the same thing. They had a bigger deal with Charles Johnson, but now they do a franchise tender with Greg Hardy. So that pretty much removes him from the market, correct?
Yeah, and Hardy's gone ahead and signed his tender, which is, for the most part, it's kind of unusual. Most guys try to wait and try to get a long-term extension done before they sign the tender. But this one was a little bit unusual, and to the fact that he went ahead and signed it early. And so he will be with the Carolina Panthers. And I can tell you, there were a ton of teams around the league that had interest in him. Greg Hardy had a heck of a year last year for Carolina, his best year in the league. So he did have quite a bit of interest. So still somewhat surprising that he went ahead and signed the tender. But Carolina is ecstatic that he did.
Yeah, he was all about the money. I know that for a fact. So he's got his little money for his 1 year, and we'll see how that plays out too. So, you know, but, you know, I'm not going to be mad at him because he did what he had to be done. So let's keep it moving. And just a real kind of little side note too, is that the case with the Saints, and they put the tender on Jimmy Graham as well?
Yes, the Saints went ahead and franchised Jimmy Graham as well. Obviously, they're both trying to get a long-term extension done before the season. I know Mickey Loomis had a chance to listen to his interview on the NFL Sirius satellite radio today, and you know, he seems pretty confident that they're going to work out an agreement for a long-term deal. But at the moment, he is franchised. Jimmy Graham will not sign a tender as of now, as of both sides are still trying to work out a long-term deal.
If you are Philadelphia, you're probably wondering what's going on now. You basically made a redeal with Riley Cooper. They re-signed him, Rob, as well as locking up Jeremy Maclin. But you ended up releasing Jason Levant, and you actually saved about $4 million in cap space. And the question is, you know, Philadelphia, they're looking to attract some free agents this offseason. I know they were the talk of the league last year with Chip Kelly, that new up-tempo offense. And I guess the question is, it looks like Jason Levant didn't really work out with them. Do you think they can attract some free agents for the offseason, Rob?
I think they will be able to. I mean, you look at a team with an exciting offense with Jim Kelly's running. You look at LeSean McCoy, and you look at they got a couple of tight ends that they can use. You still have DeSean Jackson, Riley Cooper is coming to his own, Jeremy Maclin will be back in the fold. And if they can really just improve that defense, I know we're going to get into the mock draft talk here a little bit, but I have them taking a cornerback in the first round. They desperately need to improve their secondary. So that's where they're hoping to improve, is to get that defense in order. They couldn't stop the run or the pass last year. Thankfully, they're one of the best offenses in the league, but they have one of the worst defenses in the league, so they have to get better on that side of the ball. And I think they'll be able to attract some players.
Yeah, I think so, too. So if you're Philly, you know, don't cry for me, Argentina. We've got to figure out what's going to happen with that. Nick Foles definitely is coming into his own. Did a great job as far as quarterbacking that team, which is even looking at, you know, Michael Vick is not going to be re-signed at this juncture, so. We'll see what they attract, Rob. Like, maybe they'll get that defense solidified. And maybe, you know, we're not going to make fun of Chip Kelly anymore, too. So we'll keep an eye on the situation for sure. Oh,
absolutely.
Man. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I said, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what kind of offseason. I think that's the team to watch in offseason.
I agree. Yeah, definitely. We'll keep an eye on as far as what's going to happen, too. Because we're not – I know we're kind of looking at Chip Kelly and what he was going to do. So this is kind of interesting to have his first offseason under his belt, see if he tries to build upon his success earlier too. So we'll definitely keep moving on that. Let's kind of talk about some other things here. Word on the street is that Colin Kaepernick is he's been hanging out with Rob, you know, trying to – I don't know what he's thinking here, but he's talking about through his agent that they're looking about – you know, talking about renegotiating and restructuring, just getting him a new contract. And he's looking for $18 million annually. This is kind of the word on the street, Rob. Number one, do we think he's worth that, or is it, has he really done enough to earn this, or is he just kind of pulling something out, Rob? I mean, what's your thoughts about this, and Colin Kaepernick? If you're the GM, are you like, yeah, I'm up for that, So what do you think about Colin's demands right now?
Well, in the words of Rick James, cocaine is a hell of a drug. And Colin Kaepernick has got to stay off of it because he definitely hasn't proved that he's an $18 million a year quarterback, in my opinion. Is he a good quarterback? Does he have a lot of talent? Does he have a lot of potential? Absolutely. But I'm not putting him in the league of Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Tom Brady when it comes to those kind of salaries. In my opinion, he has not proven it. Even though he's going to the Super Bowl and going to the NFC Championship game here in the last 2 years, I still wouldn't put him in that elite category. I think he just so happened to have a very good team of players around him at the moment. But actually, I think he regressed for the most part this past season. I think he stepped it up toward the end of the season. But overall, I think this past season, he regressed a little bit from the year before.
Well, Rob, man, I've taken my team to the championship game here a couple times, man. What are you talking about, man? You don't think I'm worth it?
I think he needs to stay off of them drugs.
He pulled out some Rick James on you, man. That was amazing. I like it, man. Like I said, he's definitely asking to be in the top, like you talked about, Rob, kind of an elite quarterback. I can see Russell Wilson more or less in the long line, so he's actually won the Super Bowl. But I'm not saying he's asking for that much, America, but it's kind of one of those kind of things you're kind of cocking your head. I mean, I guess maybe you just want to ask for more and see what you can get, but we'll definitely keep an eye on the situation for sure. Once again, want to throw out some numbers. We're kind of like halfway through the show. I hope you guys are enjoying it. Once again, 424-243-9519 is the number to call into the show to reach out to Rob or myself. And we're going to keep moving here. And speaking in the same vein, Rob, of the 49ers, we didn't get a chance to talk about this last week, but there was two things. And I guess the question is that we got to talk about Mr. Jim Harbaugh. And I guess there's some word on the street and that maybe he's not getting along with the 49er brass. And the question is, and even there were some situations where you thought Cleveland made a play as far as even like reaching out to him to coach the Browns. Where there's smoke, there's fire, Rob. I'm always convinced about certain things. I don't think it would have been out there if there wasn't some truth to it. But I guess the question is he kind of wearing out his welcome? I mean, and if you're a 49er fan, this is kind of like shocking, if I would say that. But what do you think about this, Rob? Does he kind of have a time limit on coaching the 49ers, maybe 2 or 3 years, if he doesn't get to where they need to be? If I'm a 49er fan, I want to keep him as long as possible. But what's your thoughts about this situation?
I think this coming season will be his last season as a 49ers head coach. That's just my opinion. I think it may shock a lot of people. But I think this is the last season that he will be the 49ers head coach. I think the way he handles things, I think he's a heck of a football coach. But I don't necessarily think he's a people's person. And I think he's wearing out his welcome there in San Fran. And I really believe that this will be his last year as a head coach in San Fran. And, another organization will be getting his services after this football season.
Wow, America, you heard it here first. Rob has gone on record saying that this is Jim Harbaugh's last year coaching the 49ers. That is unbelievable. I'm going to have to check in, Rob. We have to do a bet on this one, Rob, something. I'm just saying, this is pretty interesting, too. So then at that juncture, you kind of think it's open season for who's going to get his services, Rob, or what?
Well, I think, it's hard to say. We have to see what kind of team we're looking for a head coach at the end of this season. We just have to wait and see what happens with this coming season and who will be looking for a head coach.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. So, like I said, you heard it here first, America. If you think we're crazy, or I'm going to take a step back and say you think Rob's crazy, definitely call in. Give us those thoughts because, yeah, if you're a 49er fan, I think this has got to be some interesting news. But we'll keep moving. I digress, man. Let's keep moving here, and let's talk about the NFL draft coverage here. And I know maybe we'll jump into some NBA into the OT portion of the show, but right now I want to thank you, Rob. You reset your new mock draft, as well as we have another mock draft that's just out on NFL.com. And I guess I'd like to compare that, if you wouldn't mind, Rob, too, because this is pretty interesting.
Oh, absolutely. That'll be fun.
Yeah, this is mock draft. This was actually just posted, Rob, I want to say 22 minutes ago, by the way. And it's kind of interesting here. And maybe we'll go, like, top 10, and we'll kind of figure out, and we'll keep moving to the end of the show because I don't think we have too many options here. But it's pretty interesting. Right now, I'm going to go back and forth, and we're going to do a good job. Maybe we'll – if you want me to post this to Facebook, Rob, let me know as well, too, okay? So,
oh, that would be great. Mm-hmm.
Right now, this is – what is this, 2.0 for Rob? Is this what yours is, I want to say? Officially,
yes.
2.0. NFL.com has Jadeveon Clowney going first with the Houston Texans, obviously. Do you have Blake Bortles going number one? So why do you think you've got Blake Bortles going number one, the quarterback from Central Florida?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think, you know, what the NFL.com is doing, I'm not sure, you know, whose mock draft is this over at NFL.com, but I have Jadeveon Clowney as the number one player in the draft. I said that on last week's show. I still believe mm-hmm. he's the number one player in the draft. I think if I'm the Houston Texans general manager, head coach, I think I have a very tough decision here. And do you take the best player available, who just so happens to be a defensive end? And the Houston Texans already have a very good defense. But I just feel like if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a shot. And I think if the draft was today, I really do believe that the Texans will pick Jadeveon Clowney. But I think come around draft time, which we're still about 2 months away, I think it's going to be hard for them to pass on a quarterback that they can, you know, run with for the next 12 to 15 years. And Bill O'Brien at the moment is really in awe of Blake Bortles. That seems to be his guy when it comes to the quarterbacks in his draft. If you realize my first mock draft, I have him going with Bridgewater. Well, Bill O'Brien is in love with Blake Bortles. He loves his size, loves his arm strength, he loves his accuracy, and he even loves his mobility. He's got good mobility as well. So that seems to be the guy he's falling in love with when it comes to the quarterback position.
Very interesting. I was just talking about this earlier too, Robin. It does seem like you would think that they would go quarterback in one of the three, be it Manziel, be it Bridgewater, and or Bortles. But like you said, they have a lot of keys that they're, you know, we have no idea where they're gonna, what direction they're going to go to. But I think this is pretty interesting as far as you got them going quarterback. I agree as well. They may lean towards quarterback. But, you know, at this juncture, the best player available, as we talked about, is Jadeveon Clowney. And that's where the NFL decided to go with in that particular vein. Number two, Rob Ford, you have selected Jadeveon Clowney going to the St. Louis Rams. And at this juncture, NFL.com has Jake Matthews going second. I would not be surprised if Sammy Watkins goes here, but let's talk about this. You've got the Rams taking Clowney. Why do you think that he would go in that particular option?
Well, Jeff Fisher wouldn't pass up on a player of this caliber. I can tell you that right now. It doesn't matter that he has Robert Quinn and Chris Long at the defensive end position. I would think on passing downs, you can move Long to the inside and get three guys on the field that can rush the passer at the same time. That would be a terror. But I do think the Rams would do everything they can to trade out of this position. And I think you'll see the Oakland Raiders and the Atlanta Falcons trying to move up to this number two spot to get Clowney. And, you know, it'll be a dogfight between those two teams. But if the Rams don't get what they want, they will stay here and take Clowney themselves and have a terror pass rush on a football field.
Yeah, this is interesting, Rob, because like you said, if if planning is still there, you know, I'm pretty convinced that the Falcons are going to try to make a move. I mean, you know, at this juncture, we have yet to find that explosive pass rusher. So, you know, in spite of what everyone's talking about as far as staying put, I think somewhere down the road this may be a move as well. But, you know, we'll keep that moving on. And if Houston takes Clowney, then I guess we won't even have to go down this route, which is, you know, I'm kind of torn because I like Clowney, but I mean, I don't even know if this is kind of worth all the movement to get him. But we'll keep an eye on that situation as well. Number three, if you are Jacksonville, they've got about $66 million or something crazy like that in salary cap space. They can spend on everything. They can spend on offense. They can spend on tackle. They can spend on defense. But the one position that they do not want to spend, Rob, in free agency is quarterback. So now you've got them taking Johnny Manziel. I think this is a perfect pick, one of the three. I think that they could go with Bridgewater, but you have them taking the most exciting player supposedly in the draft in Johnny Manziel. Why do you think this is a good pick for Jacksonville?
Well, Jacksonville, number one, they need a quarterback, and obviously Manziel can fill that void. Number two, they need some excitement within their fan base. I think Manziel, even though he's from Texas A&M, will create a buzz within this organization, will help them sell tickets. And Jacksonville has been a bottom in the league for about probably the last 5 years when it comes to ticket sales and attendance. They need some buzz in that organization. So I think Manziel can give them that as well as help them on the football field as well. So it's a two-for-one.
I mean, this is pretty cool. The NFL, NFL.com, they are thinking in the same lines of you, Rob, and they actually have Jacksonville taking Manziel too, saying that he's not a Russell Wilson clone, but he could definitely intrigue Gus Bradley with his athleticism and playmaking ability. So I agree with you, Rob. This is a move that they can sell tickets. They need an injunction in that particular franchise, so this is going to be a good spot for Johnny Manziel. I mean, I don't know how he's going to translate in the NFL, but I think it's a perfect move. Number four.
Absolutely. NFL.com and I thinking alike on this one.
Yeah, number four. You know, I'm kind of curious. I think you may have copied them, Rob. I don't know. I'm starting to wonder here. You've got number four, Cleveland taking Sammy Watkins, the wide receiver from Clemson, in a total curveball. Basically saying, you know what, we're not going to take a quarterback like you guys said. I've heard some rumors, Rob, that they are still interested in Derek. I thought they were interested in a quarterback here. Please forgive me here. Maybe a veteran guy, but you talk about an ultimate curveball move with them drafting Sammy Watkins. What do you think about this, Rob, and not getting Teddy Bridgewater?
Well, Sammy Watkins, I think, is by far the best QB on his wide receiver in this draft. And, you're talking about an exceptional talent that can go get the football, who's got speed and size. And I think he would add some excitement to this offense. And he's definitely the number one offensive weapon in this draft. And so I think Cleveland goes out and get him. And they're going to hope to see if they can get some decent quarterback play at least one more year before they get the franchise QB.
Nice. Well, keep an eye on that as well, too. I mean, like you said, this is one of those situations where, you know, we're kind of curious as far as the direction they can go. There's two teams that kind of can kind of like go off the reservation, if you will, Rob, and kind of go against the grain. So I'm sure Cleveland is one of those teams too. But if they get to Watkins, you know, you talk about this team could be pretty dangerous. They just got to add a quarterback. Maybe they're waiting for Jameis Winston for next year. Who knows, Rob? So we'll keep an eye on that as well, correct?
Absolutely. You know, Jameis Winston, you're looking at him as an option. You look at the kid from UCLA. Next year is going to be another really good quarterback class coming out in the draft. So it's going to be another strong year.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, and like I said, you may get a chance, Rob, to maybe get like an A.J. McCarron in the second round or something like that. So we'll keep an eye on the situation, too. We got about 3 minutes or so. I'm going to give you guys a minute, and then we'll jump into the OT portion. We'll still keep it going with the mock draft. This seems to be one of my favorite topics, so we'll keep moving here. Number five, you've got the Oakland Raiders here. You've got them taking Greg Robinson, and I promise it seems like you're right on par with NFL.com. They got the exact same pick. So I guess you're saying right here, Rob, if you're picking Greg Robinson, that you know, we're not going to reach for a quarterback here. We're going to secure the line. What does this mean, getting Greg Robinson, the huge, massive tackle from Auburn?
Well, one of the problems Oakland's having with the quarterback position is they can't give the quarterback any protection, and they've been having issues running the football. Greg Robinson excels at both. He's an exceptional talent. The guy is very light on his feet. I've moved him ahead of Jake Matthews as far as offensive lineman in his draft. And you're talking about an extremely good football player, very talented. I think he's the guy right here for Oakland.
Love it, love it, love it. Let's keep it moving here. And I think we've got about 2 minutes here left in the show. I'm going to go ahead and let you preview next week in the OT portion, because we got to save the best for last. We got to have enough time to talk about the Falcon pick for sure. So I'll let you go ahead and talk about the next week, because we got about 2 minutes to wrap up this edition of Talking Sports with the 12th Man.
Yeah, we can just skip on past the Falcons, America. What y'all think? I'm sure y'all agree with me. You know, write it in Twitter, call, say skip the Falcons, and we'll move right on past them.
That's not going to
happen.
But
anyway, America, join us on next Tuesday night. We got more NFL, more NBA to talk about. It's going to be fun. Hopefully I should have at least my second round mock done by then. And so you may want to call and discuss what your team's going to be looking to do in the draft. So don't forget to join us on next Tuesday night. And we're getting ready to go into our OT portion at the moment. You can listen to it on tomorrow. The same link will be available to you. We're talking more NFL mock draft. Might be the entire OT portion. Good night, people.
Love it. And just because I just want to, like, you know, make Rob mad, let's talk about the Falcons in the live portion of the show. What? We got to show some love. This is where it's a little different. You got the Falcons taking Khalil Mack, I want to say. I turned off the page here. That's what you have them taking here. Khalil Mack, defensive end, offensive linebacker with Buffalo. Outstanding prospect. The NFL.com has got us taking Taylor Lewan, this particular position, because they're all automatically assuming Jake Matthews and Greg Robinson is gone. And if that's the case, I sort of agree that we may go Taylor Lewan in that particular instance. But why do you think this is the case as we get ready to wrap up the show?
Well, obviously, the Falcons need a pass rusher, and they really want Clowney. They're very high on Mac, according to my sources. And they even believe that Oakland will be willing to take Mac at number five. So they are a little bit concerned there as well, but they really like Mac's explosiveness.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn, Rob, because I definitely think, you know, going to free agency, this is going to definitely determine what's going to happen in the draft, because I think it's going to be tough to have a younger player come in and pretty much solidify that position. They'll definitely draft for depth, whatever they're trying to do. But however they decide to move forward in free agency, if they go offensive line or defensive line, whatever they're going to do in free agency, I think it's going to reflect what's going to happen with the draft pick. So we'll keep an eye on that situation. I don't think it can hurt to kind of get as many pass rushers as you can, because we live in that league now with Drew Brees, our nemesis over there, as well as what's been happening before too. So we're going to solidify that defense for sure. And officially, we are in the OT portion, by the way. Let's keep it moving here. Number seven, right behind the Falcons in the NFC South Division, you've got the Tampa Bay Bucks. Lovie Smith has taken over. And let's see who you've got here. You've got them taking Jake Matthews, offensive tackle from Texas A&M. I got to say, if Jake Matthews is still there at number six, the Falcons will probably take him. But you've got them taking Jake Matthews. In the NFL, NFL.com has got Anthony Barr. So what do you think about this pick? Why did you go with Jake Matthews, Rob?
Well, I think Jake Matthews, I think if he falls here, Tampa Bay would jump on him as well. But based on my sources, the Falcons are really looking to get a pass rusher. So I'm going to have them passing over Matthews. And Matthews falls here to number seven at a spot where Tampa Bay would jump all over him right here.
This is interesting. This is another one that's kind of like even. You've got Minnesota Vikings, and you've got Teddy Bridgewater falling to Minnesota at this particular pick at number eight. Could this be very reminiscent to them picking Adrian Peterson at that number 8 pick and getting an absolute steal with Teddy Bridgewater. What do you think about this move if the QB drops?
Well, there are some concern about Teddy Bridgewater and the small hands and things of that nature may have dropped him a slight bit. But, you know, if you look at the film don't lie. He's got great accuracy. He's got great control in the pocket. He moves well. He's got the athletic ability to go along with it. And I think Minnesota will be ecstatic to get a player of his caliber here at number 8. And, you know, a lot still can change in 2 months going to the draft. But this would be an outstanding pick for the Vikings for them to get the quarterback of their future.
I agree. I think if this actually happens, Rob, this is a situation where it's kind of a perfect fit, too, because, you know, if you are a quarterback, what your best friend is having a running game, and one of the best in the game still, I believe, is Adrian Peterson. So, you know, Norv Turner is definitely the offensive coordinator. Mike Zimmer's kind of first season here. He's going to surround Teddy Bridgewater, if that's the direction that they go, with kind of a pro-style vertical passing game. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be kind of a home run pick if this actually goes down, too. So it'll be work out perfect if you're a Mikey fan, too. That's an interesting pick. So we'll keep an eye on that as well, Rob. You talk about kind of a perfect scenario here. We'll keep an eye as far as that. Number nine, we got Buffalo. You have Buffalo taking Taylor Lewan, the offensive tackle from Michigan, which I think is a great pick as well. It's interesting how the NFL.com has gone a different direction, basically taking the tight end, Eric Ebron from North Carolina, saying that the Bills need a playmaker. So what do you think? You decided to go offensive line versus, a tight end. So tell me about your pick and why you went that direction, Rob.
Well, if you really look at this Buffalo Bills team, they've been needing help along the offensive line for about 4 or 5 years now, and it still hasn't gotten any better. And I think Doug Marrone, you went out and get E.J. Manuel. Now you got to get him some help along that line. You got to protect him. Got to be able to run the football, too. Taylor Lewan, I think, was really impressive at the combine. Did great in his interviews. Sharp young man. And very smart, cerebral player. And I think he can really help Doug Marrone move his program into the second year.
Number 10, we got the Detroit Lions. And another player that they would be ecstatic if he's still there, Anthony Barr, the defensive and offensive, outside linebacker for UCLA. He converted over from running back, Rob. Very raw talent-wise, but very explosive athlete as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You're talking about a very athletic speed rusher. Detroit would be ecstatic. You know, they lost Cliff Avril over a year ago, so you don't have that edge rusher like you had. Even though they took Ezekiel Keel on last year's draft, hasn't quite lived up to the billing just yet, even though it's early. I think you go Anthony Barr here. Detroit may consider going to the 3-4 or do a hybrid 4-3 similar to the Seahawks here. And you can use Barr as a defensive end / outside linebacker. He's got a ton of athletic ability. This would be a great pick for the Lions.
I like how the NFL, they've got Justin Gilbert going to the Lions here. I don't think that's a far-off pick as well. They need a shutdown and a lockdown corner, too, because, as you know, they're in the NFC North. They got to go up against the Packers and the Bears. So, you know, I think this is a good scenario for them to kind of make that move, too, as well as the Vikings, too. But, we'll keep an eye on that situation as well. Moving on to our number 11 pick in the Tennessee Titans. You have them taking Mike Evans, a great wide receiver from Texas A&M. Maybe a little high, Rob. You've got to go into the second wide receiver. What do you think about this, and what were your thoughts whenever you were making this particular pick for them?
Well, you're talking about a guy who's got great size, 6'5", he's got great speed, great hands.
Yeah.
He's a home run threat. Tennessee can use some more explosiveness on the edge and the offense, and I think this would be an outstanding pickup for the Titans right here.
Yeah, I agree with this move, too. So great move if this is even possible. The NFL.com has got Khalil Mack falling right here. You know, it's pretty interesting because, you know, they're going to a 3-4 scheme, as you talked about, Detroit. So Khalil Mack would fit beautifully. This is where it gets interesting right here. You've got the Giants here, and I know we keep talking back and forth, you know, about offensive line. You've got them taking the first quarterback off the board here, Justin Gilbert from Oklahoma State. Tell us your thoughts as well on this.
Well, the Giants, there's two areas of major weakness, offensive line and secondary on this team. I think if Taylor Lewan falls to them here, I think the Giants will scoop him up at number 12. At the moment, I don't think there's an offensive lineman they'll be able to reach for if Greg Robinson, Jake Matthews, Taylor Lewan is all gone by number 12. Washington will possibly look to trade up to get one of those three guys. But at the moment, if everything stands here still, the better value will be at the corner position for him at number 12 and grab Justin Gilbert, who, by the way, was outstanding at the combine.
Yes, love it. Good job. The Rams are coming back around here after fleecing the Redskins, getting that number 2 pick. They're back on the clock here. You got them taking Darquez Denard, the cornerback from Michigan State. The cornerback's going back-to-back. I think this is a great, great pickup. He kind of fits that mold of a Jeff Fisher-type player, sir.
Yeah, I tell you what, if this draft goes like this and the Rams get Clowney and Denard, watch for Jeff Fisher and the Rams. They have one of the best defenses, not the best defense in the league in a year or two. They could be building something quite very special on that side of the football.
14, you got Chicago taking C.J. Mosley, the middle linebacker from Alabama. I think he would fit perfect in Baltimore, but he's got them going a little early with going to Chicago.
Yeah, absolutely. He played 3-4 at Alabama. I think some teams think he can be a middle linebacker. Bears still trying to replace Brian Urlacher there. He could be a perfect fit for the Bears.
Number 14, we've got the Pittsburgh Steelers, and there's no secret, Rob, that they're getting pretty old in the secondary, especially the safety position. As you know, Troy Polamalu is getting a little up there. So they may you've got them taking Ha-Ha Clinton Dixon. That's no joke. That's not a laughing matter. But Ha-Ha, very talented player, safety from Alabama.
Yeah, absolutely. You said it best already. They're aging in the secondary. Ryan Clark, Troy Polamalu. They need to get young and explosive in that secondary, and as well as quite a few other positions on their roster. This would be a great pick for the Steelers.
I like to make fun of the Cowboys. I know we were just talking about them earlier as far as shedding a lot of cap space. This is really early. I'd be upset if I'm a Falcons fan because I know we had a lot of our eyes on Aaron Donald, the defensive tackle from Pittsburgh. Well, that's where you had them going at number 16. NFL.com, believe it or not, I think they've got the exact same thing here. Aaron Donald going number 16 to the Cowboys.
Well, yeah, I think they need a defensive tackle who can create some push in the middle to help the edge rushers, Ware and Spencer. That was one of the areas that they were lacking, as well as stopping the run. Dallas was very weak in that department. So they're hoping Aaron Donald will be able to get the ball.
Number 17, we've got Baltimore, and I said this earlier, if C.J. Mosley is there, that's a perfect fit, but he's already gone. The next best thing, you've got the offensive tackle from Notre Dame, Zach Martin, going right here. So, you know, are you thinking it's going to be a little uncertainty as far as they were signing some free agents, Rob?
Well, when you're talking here of the Baltimore Ravens?
Yes, sir, the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, you look at Michael O'Hare, it looks like the Ravens are not going to bring him back. Zach Martin will be the guy that can start off at the right tackle and eventually move over to the left tackle in a year or so. So that's what the thought process here on this draft pick.
Now I'm thinking, are you thinking of Michael Orr? I know Michael Orr may not get, I don't know if he's re-signed with him or not. I got to check out his thing too. But, yeah, keep an eye on that scenario.
But he's a free agent, and it doesn't look like the Ravens want to bring him back. And so that's the thought process with the Ravens going Zach Martin here.
Gotcha. Number 18, you've got the we've got about 3 minutes or so left before we get ready to wrap up. This may be our last pick before we move on. here. But let's talk about the New York Jets here. You guys have taken another weapon for Geno Smith, and I think whether it's a wide receiver or it's a tight end, you can't go wrong with building around Geno Smith. You got to take an Eric Ebron, the tight end from North Carolina. Tell us about your thoughts behind this, because NFL.com has Marquise Lee going. But what do you think about Ebron going in this particular position?
Well, the Jets need some weapons on offense, whether it be receiver or tight end. Ebron, this guy is, I think he's got, in my personal opinion, he's got Jimmy Graham, Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates kind of ability. And I think he's the next elite tight end in the NFL. He's got that kind of size and athletic ability. I think he's going to be a stud.
Love it. Number 19, the Miami Dolphins. They've made some strides here. We got them taking Lewis Nix. Probably got about 2 minutes, so don't talk too long, but wrap us up and we get ready to head to next week's Talk Sports the 12th Man.
Lewis Nix, perfect 3-4 defensive tackle. Defense that Miami runs. Looks to improve their run defense. I think it's a perfect fit here. Once again, people, join us next Tuesday night, 11 Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific. And for our people in Hawaii, aloha. It'll be 5 p.m. Woo-hoo. Your time in Hawaii. You don't want to miss our show next week. We should be wrapping up our mock draft coverage. To finish up round one, probably even have some round two talk. For next week, so you don't want to miss that. Call us and talk about what you think your team is going to do in this offseason. We're going to be getting ready to get into free agency. We're in a stretch run in the NBA playoffs. We've got a lot to talk about. Don't miss the show next week, people. Good night.
Thank you, Rob, for putting a good job in for the mock draft. I know we want to talk about some NBA, too, and we'll get into that next week, too, because I do want to highlight LeBron scoring 61, Rob. That's amazing, too, and I want to get your thoughts as far as transitional, generational, once-in-a-lifetime players right now, too. So we'll talk about that next week as well, if you remember that, too. So save that, table that for next week, Rob, if you don't mind, because an amazing thing for LeBron scoring 61 points, very reminiscent eerily to Michael Jordan, if you will. But anyway, we'll see you guys next week. I don't know if you want to say anything about LeBron as we get ready to wrap up, Rob.
Well, 61 points, I tell you what, pretty close to the best game of his career. But I think it was second to the 58-point performance he put on Detroit, Game 6 of the 2004 Eastern Conference Finals when he was with Cleveland, to send them to the NBA Finals against the Spurs.
Gotcha. A lot of love. See you guys next week, same time, same channel. Good night, people.
Good night, people. Join us next week.